Hi, I'm George Lovin. I'm the president of Lovin & Rushing in Roswell, Georgia.
And you spoke here about some numbers. You threw out a lot of numbers. What do you think are the most important numbers that you wanted peanut growers to come away with today?
I think the important thing for the peanut growers to understand is that we live in a competitive environment. And as cotton and soybeans and corn are weak, necessarily peanuts will be weak as well. And the number I want them to pay attention to is what's their bottom line so that they make sound decisions, profitable decisions, and hopefully keep us from oversupplying the market.
Well, and according to USDA, acreage is up this year?
Yes, acres is up 23%. And the question is it driven by the new farm bill or is it driven by the market? I hope it's the market.
And we heard a lot about exports, and especially China.
Yeah, China's a big player. A lot of people eat a lot of peanuts, need a lot of peanuts. Don't have the same appreciation for contract law that we have, and that's an issue. But long term, China will be an enormous player in the world peanut market.
So you believe that exports are really driving the market right now for the U.S. or not?
Not necessarily, but they're a key component to it. I mean, certainly they're now 25, well, a third of our domestic usage. So it's up substantially from what it was a couple of years ago.
All right. Thanks a lot, George. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.